This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey,
here to be a victim.
It doesn't matter how many speeches Michelle Obama makes. It doesn't matter how many times they say, how you go low, we go high, whatever. It doesn't matter how many talking points and cute anecdotes they have. This is dangerous. Again, I would compare it to Watergate. I actually think Donald Trump is right on the money. And unfortunately, the American public isn't going to know in the next week, but we will know in the next year. And if you think that Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz are going to hold up on this, you are crazy.
Well, yeah.
If she gets elected, she could be indicted.
But what if she doesn't? I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, can it just continue for the sake of justice if there's there, and we're starting to see how much there is, or is this political?
Somebody's head's going to roll, and maybe it's Huma is winding up in jail, but the American public is just not going to stand.
White House face, like fence jumpers, who've seen a whole lot with this administration.
Libertarian presidential nominee Gary Johnson said that if Hillary Clinton is elected, she will most likely be impeached. But now there's...
Well, hey, just for fun, why not? Oh, my goodness. Like you say, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is incredible here. Can you imagine, Scott, we've got Uma, we've got Wiener, both of them in jail or something? I mean, because after all, she did sign that government document saying that she turned over everything. And they really tie you down in such a way that, depending on what's on this laptop, you know, with these emails, and if she violated any security issue, she could end up being a scapegoat on this whole thing because, as we say, and as been the case, and this is why Hillary thinks there's a set of rules for her, and then there's the set of rules for everybody else, for the rest of his minions, is that, that she could end up, Hillary Clinton I'm talking about, getting away with this, but Uma Abedin would be the one that would take the bullet for the team here. But this is not good. I mean, this is a total mess. And of course, you wonder, and even talking with Guy Smith, who was a Democratic operative, of course, they look at it as being unfair. And I can understand this. And, you would want these things to be addressed earlier. But this is the problem when you keep kicking things down the road, as Hillary Clinton is so good at doing, and figuring, okay, well, there'll be enough brain fatigue that at some point people will give up. Well, guess what? Nobody's given up on this. And even though James Comey wanted to give up and Loretta Lynch wanted to give up, we the people are saying, there's just something not right here. You know, it's kind of like what we talked about before. You know, when your kid lies to you, you just don't feel good about it. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you go, God, I know Johnny's lying to me here. You know, he's got to fess this up. And you go back and you revisit and they hold to their story until finally they break.
Well,
they break under the pressure, you know?
Yeah, my dad actually said something similar. He goes, look, of these two people, you have friends that have done both these things that these people are doing. You've had a friend that says things that you don't like and maybe gets you into some trouble that you don't want to be in. But he goes, you still back that guy up.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes, do you keep a friend around you that lies to you?
Right.
And he goes, no, nobody keeps friends around that lie to them. Because nobody likes being around a liar.
Right. Well, and the thing is, you think about, the inner circle that Hillary Clinton has around her, led by Uma Abedin and all these others, the Robbie Mooks and those that have, come within the inner circle of the Clinton machine. Wow.
We've been given a glimpse into that, too.
Yes.
And you can tell even they don't like her. Because nobody's talking about how great she is and the message that she's giving. All the Podesta emails, they talk about how, I don't know why she said that. How do we cover this up?
Yeah. And we have to even protect the president because the president, got involved and he sent emails to her private email as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he didn't even know she had it.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I mean, hey, if you can believe that unemployment is at 5%, why can't you believe me when I tell you this other stuff, right? Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Welcome aboard, America. Bill Martinez here at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For all the information that you need to know, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We have a plethora, I mean a plethora, of interviews with our guests that have been here to give us insight and give us the knowledge and wisdom that we need to have regarding not only this presidential election, health issues, you name it, on down the line, because, as I say, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. You know, rather interesting that in this 2016 election that you have these, opposing viewpoints here. Some would say conventional wisdom has steadfastly held that despite Mrs. Clinton's astonishingly negative polling on trust and likability, she presents the quote-unquote safe choice versus Mr. Trump. Now, Gail Trotter is with us. She's an attorney and senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, co-founder of Schaefer & Trotter PLC, a law firm in metropolitan Washington, D.C. that advises entrepreneurs and small businesses. Gail, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, quite interesting. How do you balance out what some would consider a safe choice for Hillary Clinton versus, the non-conventional Mr. Trump? Because in light of, one negative after another that just gets loaded and piled on the Clinton mystique, it's getting to be too much here, especially in light of this recent reopening, I guess you could call it, of the FBI investigation.
Right. She's had a really bad week. Trump's strongest argument all along, I think, against her has been her lack of connection with the American people, her distrust that she has engendered in the American electorate, and the fact that people don't like her as a person. So I think with the revelation last week that James Comey, who had been praised by President Obama and praised by all the Democrats and praised by the Hillary Clinton campaign itself, the fact that he went out there, that he felt like it was his legal obligation to alert Congress that they had discovered these new emails by happenstance, and they were going to have to look at them, take all investigatory measures to make sure there wasn't anything or nothing related to the investigation of Hillary Clinton. It puts her in a very, very difficult spot because, like, yet again, if she comes out criticizing James Comey, which her team has done in the past few days, then it looks like she is yet another part of the DC elite who want our agencies and our investigatory bodies to cover up for the people who have all the power in our democratic system when they choose to willfully violate our laws.
Yeah, speaking to that, I think it's quite interesting that you have at CNN, whether it's Wolf Blitzer or Jake Tapper, criticizing Republicans, for now being for Comey when they were against him, which is just the opposite of what the Democrats are, but they want to present, the Republicans' position, and why not? I think, it's like anything. If you watched the baseball game last night, when your team was winning, it was all good. When they weren't, it was rather tough last night. That's just the way things go, doesn't it?
Right, but, it is interesting because that is the party line that we're hearing from people at the networks, that the Republicans are just as hypocritical as the Democrats are. But the top thinkers in the conservative movement are not satisfied with Jim Comey's actions. They don't credit him for it. He was really covering himself. Mm-hmm. They fault him for the job that he did in July of laying out a very strong case of how Hillary Clinton violated the law, and not like a speeding violation, but a violation that goes to the very core of her responsibilities and her claim of being the experienced choice, just like we were saying at the top of this discussion. Mm-hmm. It goes very much to reveal that she is not the experienced choice. She is not the safe choice. So the Republicans that I'm listening to are calling James Comey out for that, and they're not saying, oh, he's this wonderful person, and, now we support him. They're saying he should have done this in July, and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats shouldn't be complaining about it now.
Well, Gail, fact is she is experienced, but, like anything, you can use that experience for good or bad. She knows the underbelly of the operation. She knows its weakness and goes, okay, fine. Hey, I'll do a private server. I'll scoot around the FOIA, the future FOIA request.
Right.
I'll work around this because she has that experience and she knows how to work in and out of the gray areas of the Democratic, or the D.C. bureaucracy.
She does, and she was putting her self-interest above that of her country.
Exactly.
So she was allowing this confidential information that not only would put our service military members at risk, our ambassadors, our representatives overseas, but also the people who have turned against the bad things going on in their country and decided to work with the Americans. So she had stuff on her server that were the highest level of classified secure special access programs. And I think that when we understand this and understand that her experience she put to, just as you said, not to good use for the American people, but to make sure that she would not be subject to any questions on her conduct as Secretary of State, it's just astonishing.
Well, are you amazed at the level of cover-up and to the extent that they were able to go? I mean, we're talking bleach bit. We're talking phones being busted up when she said, clearly, told Congress she only had one device. There were multiple devices. I mean, the answer from Hillary versus the answer from James Comey back to back. I mean, you go down this and you go, is it any wonder? I mean, how is she able to get away with this? I mean, you can only tell people that you can't remember because of your brain injury for so long. I question, okay, I mean, here it is. We're going to give her the nuclear codes and she's going to forget them as well?
Right, and I think it goes to her competence as well. You're talking about how she knew the inside and the outside of government so that she could come up with this plan to have this secret server essentially in her bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that she did it in a completely incompetent way. She did it in a way that we think that some of these messages got on Anthony Weiner's device, and we understand that became part of this investigation of Anthony Weiner. And Trump called her out on that. He said, you've picked as one of your top advisors, Huma Abedin, who's married to someone who's a danger to the country.
Yes. Carlos Danger, no less.
Yeah.
And yeah, on top of that, exactly. And, he brought that up early on. And who was to think months later what Donald Trump had to say now is being revealed with these emails. And, Gail, what's so astounding is we're not talking, maybe 100,000 emails here, or maybe another 30,000 emails or whatever. I mean, you're talking 650,000 emails. How do you go through that?
Right, it's breathtaking. And remember that President Obama had communications with her on that private email address. He knew.
Yeah, I mean, and also, we're still trying to figure out, he's not Carlos Danger 2, but he supposedly used, you know, some alias in order to communicate.
Yeah.
So he's all complicit with this. More from Gail Trotter on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, as we talk about the latest FBI probe here on Bill Martinez Live, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
That's what we see on the big screen comes to real life. I wonder, This is the arrogance of the elites that think that America cannot handle the truth. They want to keep us little minions, Main Street minions, in the dark, you know, and fed you know what. And that there's plenty of stuff to go around this election season especially. Gail Trotter is with us, attorney, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum and co-founder of Schaefer and Trotter PLC, a law firm in metropolitan Washington, D.C. that advises entrepreneurs and small businesses. Gail, this FBI probe, now we're hearing that the Clinton Foundation is coming into the crosshairs. I wonder if that's a result of some of these emails that it started out with the New York police finding, you know, checking out, you know, Carlos Danger, Anthony Weiner, because of this sexting case that they're dealing with. And they look into this information, into these emails, and they're going, whoa, wait a minute. We've got national, we got stuff here that we're not even supposed to be looking at, right?
Right, and it's really interesting because the Clinton Foundation investigation apparently has been going on for months, mm-hmm. and there had been rumors that the FBI was investigating it. So who knows with this treasure trove of emails that they've found, how not only will it deal with the general investigation about the secret server that Hillary Clinton had, but it will also possibly draw light on, shed light on this investigation into the Clinton Foundation. I want to remind you that there was a Navy military man who ended up being sentenced to prison because he took pictures of the inside of a submarine.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's no evidence that he shared those pictures with anybody. Now, that's wrong. That endangers our military men and women. But he threw the cell phone out into a landfill. It was recovered. The pictures were recovered. So just like you were saying, it's this constant disconnect for Americans who are watching all of this go on, and they think, well, I guess the laws only apply to little people because Hillary Clinton, it's not just the email server, the secret server, it's not just the Clinton Foundation, it's the lying to Congress, it's the obstruction of justice, lying to the FBI. I mean, there are so many places where she has done something. I mean, talk to David Petraeus about it. He faced
yes.
criminal indictment for allowing somebody unauthorized to read his information. And I think it is very demoralizing to the American people to see Hillary Clinton float above all of this.
You know, without a doubt, it is very, very frustrating. And speaking of the Justice Department, where's Loretta Lynch on this? You know, as you say, they've been looking into the Clinton Foundation for quite a while, but what we're hearing from the New York Times and from inside the FBI is that they have not been given the resources that are necessary for them to execute a typical FBI investigation, so to speak.
Right, and there's so many ways that people in these bureaucracies can exert pressure so that investigations can be stalled or not go forward. Just like you're talking about the resources, how many officers and agents do you put on an investigation? Do you get the word from on high that you shouldn't proceed with the investigation? Does that put pressure on the agents who are worried about their careers, that they might not be able to feed their families because they might lose their job? There are all sorts of ways that people who are higher up in the bureaucracy can signal to the boots on the ground that they don't want this investigated. They don't want this to go forward. And I think it just shows that, especially you remember that Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch privately
yes.
while his wife was under investigation. And lawyers in particular and law enforcement officers have a huge ethical responsibility to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. And that is just a stunning admission that Loretta Lynch, in this case, seems to have been compromised.
Compromised and sees herself above the law. I mean,
right?
You know, and so somehow seemingly, you know, kind of, you know, people saying, well, she needs to recuse herself. I don't recall her ever coming out and firmly making a statement that she was going to recuse herself because of what happened there on the, you know, Phoenix, Arizona tarmac.
And when you think about the history of the Obama administration, which Hillary Clinton promises to be a third term of the Obama administration, think about the targeting of conservatives and political opponents
exactly.
of the Obama administration by the IRS. Mm-hmm. And President Obama came out and had an interview with Bill O'Reilly and said, there's not even a smidgen yeah. of corruption at
right.
the IRS. And yeah. yet we had a top IRS employee who pled the Fifth in front of the Congress when she was asked about doing her job, which is paid for by taxpayers. It is just a sign that if Hillary Clinton is elected, that we will just have more of the same when she's in office.
Well, then I guess that's the question here. Is America tired of the lies? And it's sad that you have to talk about the president of the United States, an honored and respected office that I would say the majority of Americans still hold to, and that it's been abused like this, that you're talking about the president repeatedly lying to us, whether it involves our health care system, unemployment rates, on and on. It just keeps on going. And even in investigations and, you know, what he did, the kind of pressure that I believe you talk about sending a message. I believe he sent a resounding message to the Supreme Court when they were looking at Obamacare. Remember?
Oh, yes. From the White House, and he went full court press on them, trying to talk about, you know, what the American people expected from them, and that was very dishonorable of him to do. And unfortunately, Justice Roberts fell for it.
Yes. Well, and you saw Justice Alito shaking his head, you know, the following year in the State of the Union, when
yes.
The president was making some comments, and it was like the body language was not good. And,
and think about that too, related to that case. That was Citizens United. Most people who don't follow politics don't really understand what the case was about, but the case was about the right to criticize Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. The movie at the center of that case was a movie that was critical of Hillary Clinton. And when the lawyers who were arguing on behalf of Hillary Clinton's position went before the Supreme Court, one of the justices asked them, "So if we decide the way that Hillary Clinton and people on the left want this decision to go, would the government have the power to ban a book under this ruling?" And the lawyers for that side admitted that they would. And can there be any greater example of how repealing or overturning Citizens United would be a defeat of our First Amendment freedom of speech?
Well, here we go. I mean, we're so close. I mean, we're dancing around socialism as it is, Gail.
Yes.
And you go, what happened to our U.S. Constitution? What kind of America are we turning over to our kids and our grandkids here?
Right. It's been a full-on assault on our Constitution. So you just run down our amendments to our Bill of Rights. The First Amendment, Hillary Clinton promises that she wants to go against the First Amendment. The Second Amendment, she will sit there and say she's not against the Second Amendment, but all of her policies would restrict law-abiding citizens' right to possess firearms for their self-defense. You look at the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. President Obama had the drones policy where American citizens were killed overseas because they were on the list of the hit list that President Obama set forth. So you see that there is an understanding that the Constitution is under unrelenting attack by Hillary Clinton and her supporters.
Well, getting back to these emails and Julian Assange for just a moment, he says, "Well, you're getting warm, but you're not hot enough," you know, kind of thing. He says, you know, for those of you that are thinking it's all about Russia, he's saying it's not Russia.
Right. And it's so funny because you remember during the height of the communist power in Russia, the Democratic Party couldn't say enough praiseworthy about Russia. And now suddenly Hillary Clinton and her friends are all saying, you know, we see that Russia is trying to influence our election. And yet Hillary Clinton, as we were talking earlier about, she touts her experience all the time. A big policy that she had was this Russian reset, which has been an utter failure. Russia was able to go into Crimea, and Russia has taken over a lot of power in the Middle East. So on that experience, she has failed in our relationship with Russia, too.
Exactly. Well, Gail Trotter has been with us. Gail, thank you so much. Always appreciate your insight. She's an attorney in Washington, a senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Let us know your thoughts. Drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as always. Good to have you along with us as we stay committed to getting this country back on track. All hands are required. They all have to be on deck if this is going to happen. It's going to happen as a groundswell from the bottom up, not top down. Socialism expert Trevor Loudon is with us. He's the author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and The Enemies Within, Communist, Socialist, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. An extensively footnoted expose of the rapidly unfolding Marxist jihadi takeover of the United States legislative branch. Trevor, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, mate?
Hey, great. Good to hear you, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing wonderful here. You know, we're fighting the good fight. You know, we're in the election season, so, you know, people are losing hair. They're high in anxiety and doing everything they can to try to keep the nerves calm, you know?
Yeah, well, they are. It's such a tense election. Nobody could have ever scripted this election cycle.
Well, this is reality TV meets the presidential election cycle, isn't it? I mean, and it only stands to reason when you got Donald Trump in play. So the whole paradigm of what we would expect to happen has been thrown out the window, hasn't it?
Absolutely. They'll be writing about this for decades to come.
Well, and it's all coming to a head, Trevor, as you've been doing your research. Gosh, ever since I've known you, I mean, this has been years now. You and I have been talking first about Barack Obama and the enemies within to kind of give America an understanding who Barack Obama is. And I've maintained we probably won't
really understand about Barack Obama until after he's out of office, because like Hillary Clinton, he's been so protected and so guarded, you know, spending millions of dollars to seal up his transcripts in school, for example. You know, there's still a question, even though people want to say it's settled. And if you even talk about anything about his birth certificate, then you're accused of being a racist, you know.
Well, it's the whole is an enigma, you know. Look, you could look at, say, George Bush or Lyndon Johnson or Kennedy, and you could find someone who could document every day of his life, what parties he'd gone to, who he knew, where he went on holiday. But there's huge gaps in Obama's life, and those are deliberate, because there's some pretty scary stuff that Obama's been involved in over the years. And I think when the fear of this change of government and the climate of fear evaporates, I think we might find some more truth about Obama then and get a step forward.
Yeah, I mean, charm can only take you so far. I mean, I'm impressed. It's taken him 8 years, and he continues to move forward. I mean, look at his popularity right now as it stands. I mean, it's at its height. And you go, I don't know. I mean, is somebody putting their thumbs on the scale here or something? Because everything about this presidency has been a disaster, whether it has to do with the economy, our national security, the relationships that we have, you know, with one-time allies. It's all up in the air right now. Thank you very much, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State.
Yeah, well, you think of an intelligent guy I was talking to. He said this to me, and it's perfectly true, you know. Mm-hmm. Obama was a foreign agent here to destroy Americans' military alliances, to weaken the military, to help America's allies, and generally bring America to its knees. What would he have done differently than he has done?
Yeah. No, that's a good question. Because you look at our national security, how compromised are we? Look what he did to the Middle East. He's backed away. He's allowed Russia to come in and fill the void that we left open. Iran's about to go nuclear, and you tell me nuclear proliferation is not going to exist there in the Middle East?
Well, that's right. And you've got the Chinese getting aggressive in the East. But there could be a confrontation with the Chinese very, very soon. It could be one with Russia. But that's only going to happen because Obama's weakened the U.S. military to such a degree that our enemies are no longer afraid of this country. You know, under
exactly.
Obama, the Russians now have three times more nuclear weapons at a minimum than America has, at an absolute minimum. Mm. Three times more. America's got 1,700. Russia has got at least 4,500. And they're incredibly ahead in conventional forces as well. So this has all been under a president who cries peace all the time, but he's leading the world into a war, and he's putting America at a huge advantage while he's doing it.
Well, a couple of years ago, Dinesh D'Souza posed the question, what if America was not here? What would the world look like? Well, we're starting to get a look of that that premise in real life, sadly, as you say, as America has backed out of its rightful role. And I say rightful role, I mean by a combination of inheritance and goodwill and how it served the international community over the years. And, you know, with us out of that and our... our perspective of ethics and morality, the nations of the world, as you say, our enemies no longer fear us, and our allies, they're not even sure what to make of us. So they're insecure about the relationship that they once enjoyed with America.
Yeah. Well, you look at the Philippines. The Philippines has now switched sides and gone from being an ally of America to being an ally of China.
Mm.
Because they see which way the writing is, where the writing's on the wall. They're looking out for their own interests. And you're going to see this all over the world if this isn't corrected.
Right.
Now, you imagine a world dominated by Russia, China, and Iran, where they were the dominant powers on the planet. What a hellhole that would be. Who would want to leave that to their children?
Well, but this is what the Obama legacy is leaving, not only for this generation, but potentially generations to come if we can't right the ship. I mean, you know, Trevor, I look at what President Obama has done and what he will turn over to the next president. It reminds me so much of what Bill Clinton did in terms of blighting the military. And then a year after President Bush takes over, we've got to go to war. And what do we have? I mean, we have an anemic military force. Ammunition, you know, all the way on down the line, equipment and everything. And this is why our men and women, our young men and women who went to the Middle East were so vulnerable in the early stages of the Middle East conflict there.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Clinton gutted the military. Carter gutted the military before him. Right, thankfully, Reagan was able to turn that around. Then Clinton went and undid a lot of Reagan's good work. And now you've got it happening all over again with Obama. Obama has completely gutted the military. The Chinese are building 60 ships a year. America's building 9.
Mm.
You know, they have huge numbers of men under arms. America is gutting its military. Obama's more interested in teaching your soldiers and sailors about transgenderism than he is about actually arming them to fight a war. And so this is possible. You know, Reagan had a great doctrine, peace through strength.
Exactly.
Now, what happens to your peace when you lose your strength?
Mm.
Exactly what's happening in the world today. This country's on the verge of major war because no president has been allowed to gut your military to do huge damage to your military, and your enemies are on the march because of it.
Well, as you talk, Trevor, about China on their buildup, and then, you know, you're not even talking about the military island, the significance of that military island that they've established and how they're claiming, you know, territorial rights there and, you know, threatening people who fly in what has always been regarded as international flying territory. Now they're claiming it as theirs, and if anybody comes in, they're threatening to shoot them down.
Well, that's right, and that's, you know, I think if a war breaks out, it's probably going to be there rather than with Russia in the east. But who knows? It could be on both fronts.
Mm-hmm.
But see, look, a couple of years ago, the Australian Minister of Defence was up in China for talks, and a top Chinese general said to him, "Now is the time for Australia to choose. You need a godfather. Will it be an American godfather or a Chinese godfather?"
Trevor, we got to leave it right there. We got to go to break. Trevor Loudon is with us. We've got more from Trevor right after this. Stay with us, America.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge per site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, get involved in the conversation. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Okay. Make sure you send it to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation continues with socialism expert Trevor Loudon, author of the book The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Trevor, I'm sorry we had to go to break, and so I had to cut you off here. But as you say, the folks down under had to make a choice. Who was going to be their godfather, right?
Yeah, was it going to be China or America? And as the Chinese general said, the Australians would be better to choose China because China is the growing power of the region. So what kind of position does that put America's allies in?
Yeah, and it seems like they're backing off from, any kind of conflict or even monitoring what's happening there in the Pacific. And so it leaves us as the United States open, our allies open, Australia, New Zealand, who's been counting on us. So I understand that everybody is learning Chinese over there, right?
Well, pretty much. The Chinese are already in Tonga, they're in Fiji, they're in the Cook Islands, buying up New Zealand's land, buying up New Zealand's utilities. We will become part of the Chinese Empire if America doesn't correct its course.
Exactly.
And if this election goes badly and Hillary Clinton is the next president, we're all in major trouble. Major trouble.
Well, again, the United States, and I say we the people are asleep here because we do not realize the encroachment of communism and socialism and progressives in the U.S. Congress, which you have reported, you've researched extensively. It is in your book, The Enemies Within. Years ago, I cited something I just Googled very simply, and that was Democratic Socialists who were in our governing branches, in our legislative branch, and it was over 70. And they were all listed. Nobody challenged it, so it's acceptable.
Yeah.
So I wonder how they make a pledge of allegiance to defend our Constitution, but yet support a socialistic, idealistic form of government.
Well, very simply, they lie. Mm-hmm. You know, we say there's at least 100 members, and this is my new movie, which has just come out, highlights this. we say there's at least 100 members of your House and 20 members of your Senate who are so enmeshed in neo-communism, socialism, or Muslim Brotherhood terrorist front groups that they couldn't pass an FBI security check to drive a school bus.
Wow.
Yet they are serving in your Congress on the Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and they are basically betraying this country to its enemies every single day, and nobody's calling them out.
Right.
They're getting away with it.
Yeah, who needs hacking when you've got people already on the inside, and they've got top security clearance and everything, so they're getting all this information.
Well, there are no security clearances. There is no security clearance to serve on the Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Committee, or the Homeland Security Committee. There's zero. I think most Americans need to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
You need a security clearance to be a realtor. You need a security clearance to drive a school bus. But to serve on the Homeland Security Committee or the Armed Services Committee, there is none. So your enemies have been basically using that loophole to get their supporters into your Congress, which is why you have a nuclear deal with Iran, why you have immigration amnesty, why you have Obamacare sham that is shoved down your throat, why you have normalization of relations with Cuba, why you have the gutting of the U.S. military, because you've got people on the inside basically working to the benefit of the enemy.
Well, speaking of checks and that sort of thing, especially in light of Hillary Clinton and all the revelation of what happened with her emails, what is happening, continues to happen, and be revealed with her emails, you ask a pertinent question. You say, could Hillary pass a background check?
Look, absolutely not. There's multiple things that would disqualify her. Her extensive communist background, for one, she interned at a Communist Party law firm. She worked under the Marxist Saul Alinsky. She was supported by the Marxist Bernard Rappaport. She had promoted communists to high positions when she was in the White House under Bill Clinton. And she's got extensive Muslim Brotherhood ties, too, with her secretary, her assistant, Huma Abedin,
mm-hmm.
who she wants to make Secretary of State, according to WikiLeaks, who has extensive family ties to Muslim Brotherhood operatives, some of whom were involved with Osama bin Laden. And then Hillary is also involved with a major Muslim Brotherhood initiative through the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is promoting UN Resolution 1618, which Hillary backed to the hilt, which would basically outlaw criticism of Islam in this country, would outlaw defamation of Islam, which means any legitimate criticism of Islam would become a criminal offense. So those are just some of the wonderful things that would happen under Hillary Clinton presidency,
mm-hmm.
and all of which would completely disqualify her from driving a school bus.
Well, how do you
could become president?
Exactly. And how do you reconcile, I mean, set her health issues aside, okay, that's a whole nother bucket that we can get into. But that aside, how do you reconcile all the FBI probes, hidden information? I mean, this is a woman who is shrouded in mystery and secrecy. I mean, she is following the lead of one Barack Obama, isn't she?
Look, she will finish off Obama's agenda. The thing you would say about Hillary, she's got a much greater work ethic than Obama ever had. She will finish this country off. You know, her first thing she will do, and she has promised to do this within 100 days, is legalize all of the illegal immigrants in America. And that's between 12 and 40 million people. They will vote 75 to 80% Democrat. That will give the Democrats between 8 and 30 million new votes. And considering that Mitt Romney lost the last election by about 2.5 million votes, you can see that there will never be another Republican president from that point on.
Yeah, we become a one-party nation.
State.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We become a one-party nation. And if you think that she is arrogant now, if you think she's vindictive and nasty now, what do you think she'd be like with no opposition, with nobody to hold her account? The media is not going to do it. the Republicans won't be able to do it, she'll become an empress, effectively, an empress with all the power in the world and a very vindictive and nasty agenda to go with it.
Well, and we know she's not all that warm and fuzzy when you hear the reports coming from Secret Service detail, people who have been on the inside with Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's not, you know, she's not a real fun person to be around. You know, based on the stories you're hearing about her.
Oh, the abuse she heaps out. She hates men. She hates men in uniform. She hates the military. She hates the Secret Service. She's totally abusive to them. That's where you know someone's character, how they behave to people under their, you know, who they can boss around. Do they treat them kindly and humanely, or do they treat them like dirt? And that's what Hillary does. And that's what she will do to this country. Yeah. But it isn't just Hillary. You know, you talk about Hillary's health. Okay, if Hillary becomes incapacitated, Tim Kaine is a Marxist. He owes his job to the Muslim Brotherhood in Virginia. He's worked extensively with them. He pushes their agenda. So it doesn't really matter which one of them is president. The same machine will roll along.
Well, if something, I mean, an interesting, kind of potential scenario could be, an Edith Wilson kind of thing, where if Hillary, something happens to her that would render her ineffective, could she be hidden away in such a way that you'd end up having maybe Bill Clinton stepping in to take control or Uma Abedin?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what happened under FDR when he was getting sick. You know, he was really kept out of the public view. The point I'm making is that, you know, Bill Clinton couldn't pass the security test. Tim Kaine couldn't. Hillary Clinton couldn't. Joe Biden couldn't. Barack Obama couldn't. The entire leadership of the Democratic Party is compromised by Marxist and Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers. All of them at the top levels. I'm not saying the grassroots Democrats are that way. Most of them are patriotic Americans. But if you look at the top levels of the Democratic Party, they're completely compromised. Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter which one of them is the president. They will pursue the same agenda.
Exactly.
Anti-American agenda.
And they're all and they're controlling the party right now. This is why you hear rumblings within the Democratic Party saying, what happened? It's not so much that I left the party as much as the party has been leaving us. It is a small group of elites that is controlling that party, and you got to go along to get along, or otherwise you're not invited
absolutely
to the reindeer games here.
Well, that's right. You know, Joe Lieberman, the senator from Connecticut, was probably the last independent Democrat. And they crucified him. They basically kicked him out of the party. He was far too pro-Israel. He wouldn't toe the line. And then look what they did to Bernie Sanders. You know, Sanders is a communist. He is an absolute hardcore communist. He's no democratic socialist.
Right.
But the point is he was standing against Hillary. And they did every dirty trick in the book to stop him getting the nomination. If they will do that to one of their own, what are they going to do to us?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something to ponder on right now. Trevor, that wraps it up for us. I do want to remind everybody the movie Enemies Within, now available on DVD. Trevor Loudon on Bill Martinez Live.
EnemiesWithinMovie.com. EnemiesWithinMovie.com. That's where you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Trevor.
Maybe you should retire.
Okay. Appreciate it, Bill. Love.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain